division affiliation has been disavowed. You are now marked as rogue.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Rogue Agents, a Division 2 podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. I'm your host, Jamar, a.k.a. Thundercatzel6, and I'm joined today by my amazing co-host, like always, Wes, a.k.a. Demented Wes. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, don't sound too enthusiastic.
Hey, what's going on, man?
There we go. And that little chuckle you hear is this week's guest. We have Mr. Solo Heroic himself, our returning PTS expert, our fellow Agent Mason, a.k.a. Phoenix Gaming. What's up, dude?
What is going on, you guys?
How you doing?
Whew, I don't know. It's been a rough ride, but doing good.
That's good. Well, for you guys, if this is your first time listening to the show, we get together weekly to pretty much cover and discuss the state of the game and also share our thoughts on the Division 2. Each and every Monday, you can find this show on your podcast platform of choice. But while you're there, please leave something nice in the comments or give us a nice rating because we like that. But yeah, that makes us happy. And when we're happy, you guys are happy, I think. So I'm trying to have a little bit less cheese this episode. I really kind of hammed it up last time, but I'm still going to have my fun. Anyways, the first topic and first segment is Hype Check. And we had a state of the game that just happened. It's coming up very, 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 very soon. We have 2U5 and update or episode 1. So, I mean, pretty much like the past couple weeks, my hype check is probably going to be the same. I'm like through the roof right now. How about you guys?
I can't wait. I'm so excited. And I'm excited to hear, you know, Mason's been dicking around with it for some time. I'm excited to hear about today.
Yeah, man. I mean, TU5 and episode 1, it's a lot of stuff to look forward to. I'm very stoked for it. I'm just, you know, I it's new content. It's the Division. I'm stoked. I'm ready.
Yeah, I feel like we don't really need a number because we're just like, I mean, the 1 through 10 scale may not necessarily even work for me. I don't know if it's the same for you guys, but I'm just ready to go. And I'm happy I'm a VIP card carrying member of the Year 1 Pass group, you know?
Yes, very much so. I think it was definitely worth it.
Yeah. And this is only episode 1, so that's the exciting thing about it, too. Like, this is just the first little drop of major content, and we still have some more coming, which is... I'm pretty stoked. If I can get excited like this all the time, thank you, Massive.
I'm ready to go to the zoo.
Yes. And normally I would think you're referring to actual real zoos, but because we're doing a podcast, I know you're thinking about National Zoo, but yeah, this is going to be awesome. Well, let's just go into Agent Talk or Agent Clock. Actually, I like Agent Talk. Anyways, this segment here was originally just supposed to talk about like our game clock and share like our Dark Zone level, you know, gear score, all that good stuff. But slowly we recognize that it's more about like just talking about what have you been up to. And for me, I actually have like a pat on the back. I finally finished the gunner research that took me forever to break off the armor. I wanted to like break the game. So I finally completed that. And that was my exciting thing over the week. Do you guys have any fun stories from the week? Either one. Mason. Wes.
Yeah, man. I mean... I haven't been doing much. I mean, you've already seen my heroic missions, my solos going pretty much every other day, if not daily. But yeah, I mean, so I've just been doing that. My gear is kind of like already where it's at. I'm at 15 out of 16 right now. That's not including if these next two story missions are going to be in the invaded weekly reset. I've tried to get answers. I haven't gotten a single answer from it. So I'm really hoping they are, actually. And we'll get more into that like in a little bit. But yeah, man, that's all I've been up to.
How about you, Wes?
I haven't done anything in the game. I still have no idea if I'm even booted on with the clan because I haven't been on in 2 weeks, but I've been waiting for the update, and like I'm so excited for it that I don't want to play until the update launches.
I mean, I get it, because it is kind of like, without doing that, I was also doing some stuff to try and like get this damn platinum, but other than that, it really doesn't feel like a lot. Like we said before, if you're not really raiding or, you know, being crazy and doing heroic missions on your own, like, there's not really too much to do until this content drops. So I feel it. Maybe one of our clans members will listen to the podcast and know that you haven't abandoned the game. Well, I also like to use this segment, too, because as I scroll through Reddit on, you know, the Division 2, there's always some great, like, content out there, which is actually how I found you, Mason. Remember that? That was so long ago.
Yeah, man. I remember that.
But, yeah, I just like to post or share some things that are pretty interesting as well. And I didn't actually get on here and do this. So I need to remember to try and do this today or before resets. But the World Tier 5 clan vendor is selling, like, a chest piece with 13% all weapon damage, which... that's actually pretty high. It's some lower clan level. The lower clan level vendor has like even higher. I think it was like 16 or something, like 16% weapon damage. But it seems to be that's the way the game is going anyways, like for the raids, is having all weapon damage instead of just like damage to elite. So pick that up if you're, you know, interested.
Mm.
I feel like it's a good piece.
I think it's what is it? If I remember correctly, you have to be... for the highest one, which is like 15% weapon damage, you have to be world tier 1 or 2 in a level 16 clan. And then for like the 14.5% weapon damage, you have to be like world tier 0 to 1 in a level 16 clan.
Jeez.
It's weird. It's really weird.
It seems like they definitely reward you for like still being early on in the game, or like having a secondary character, like all characters or something like that.
Yeah, and I mean, they're good roles too, but I mean, keep in mind though, if you already have gear right now that is like almost to the max stats on that gear, sometimes it's not going to roll over. It'll roll maybe to like 13.5%, or it might roll the full percentage, but that's all dependent on what you have. So
that's true, that's fair. I'm gonna at least try and throw it on mine. I think my chest piece right now, actually, I think it was like 6.5 or something like that, because I just got a new chest armor to go with unbreakable on it, so that'd be nice to get some more weapon damage on there.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't like wrote anything at all on that yet. Well, you guys have anything else to share with us, Mason, or are we just gonna get straight? All right, well, like I mentioned earlier, we had a state of the game earlier this week, and this is pretty much going to be the main mission. I'm going to cover that just because it was something new that came out of left field. I don't know if you guys were kind of like surprised about it as well, but I also got something that I was excited for. Just a little extra nugget for TU5 to get me excited. And then we have Mason here. He's going to share some of his thoughts and hands on, and we'll just discuss like TU5 in episode 1. So I hope you guys will enjoy this. So the state of the game happened. And I think they're really, really trying to stress this point here about the raid and the discovery mode. And I think I feel like they've been clear since the beginning, but I guess there is like a lot of confusion going on still. So they just like clarified like how the loot is. And basically it just boils down to like the Eagle Bear and all of the raid exclusive gear will not be in discovery mode. Although you will be guaranteed like gear score 500 gear drops, which... again, I think I said this the week before. I feel like that's fair. I don't know, like Wes, we discussed this, right? And you thought that was like fair, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's absolutely fair.
Yeah, if it's easier, you shouldn't get necessarily the raid stuff out of it, which makes sense.
That's what makes the raid gear so special, is like it doesn't drop often, and it's, you know, the raids are hard. So when you do get that Eagle Bearer, it means that much more. So if you went in like an easy mode, you know, it's like achievements or like trophies on PlayStation, right? They make you beat the game on hard difficulty to get all the achievements 100% and get platinum, right?
Right, right.
Now, if you beat on easy and you still 100% platinum, it's kind of bullshit.
That's true. I worked hard for my Uncharted trophies or my Uncharted platinums. I mean, how do you feel about it, Mason? I'm assuming you're in the same boat as us, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm all for it. I love that they brought in the discovery mode. I mean, it's something new that really no other developer has actually really done. I mean, if you look at games like Destiny, I think, I'm not entirely sure, maybe you guys have, but maybe World of Warcraft has something similar to it, a discovery mode with the raids. I've never played it personally, but I like the way that they, you know, they're sticking to their end of the bargain. Like, okay, there's matchmaking with the raid discovery mode. And, you know, you might have a stellar group when you're doing the matchmaking that you might just want to go into the normal raid. But, and I'm all for, you know, keeping the Eagle Bearer locked behind the normal raid exclusive. I'm all for the raid exclusive gear sets. I mean, yeah, I know the only really viable one is Aces and Eights, especially in a group. But I mean, Demolitionist, they all have their certain perks and everything. And I do, you know, jumping back a couple weeks, I really hope that Thylander, what he said about making them 4 set pieces instead of 6 set pieces. You know, I really hope they actually implement that, because I think the gear sets would be perfect for that, which leaves room to open up classified gear sets like they had in the first division. But straying off topic, yeah, man, I'm all for the discovery mode, definitely.
No, never worry about straying off topic when you're dropping like good knowledge and giving good discussion, you know. That's all good. Yeah. Something else though, like you mentioned, that hasn't been done, and at least I haven't seen anything like this, but again, Destiny 2 is probably like my only thing I've ever like done any remotely close raiding. But they just added like a Sherpa, or I can't even say it, a Sherpa. Oh God, a Sherpa. I think Sherpa? I just broke my.
Yes. My God, did they add a stripper? Like, I'm gonna play tonight. Hell yeah!
I think I broke myself. No, so they added a Shepherd reward system, which I didn't even think of anything at all like this would be like something I would be interested in. But then after they explained it, I was like, oh, this could actually be cool. So. After my mild stroke and me trying to say this word, the system is basically going to try and fix like calls for backup, which it's funny because after the state of the game, I hopped on, I was doing stuff. I swear I got so many more calls for backup than normal. And I don't know if it's just like, I don't know how I noticed it or whatnot, but basically what this system would do is as you respond and help people, you'll start to level up. And it's not going to give you like any special gear or anything like that, but it does give you like some pretty cool like accommodations and like patches that you can display. Mm-hmm. And the max level for it is 99, which is kind of cool. Like, and the animation looks sick as hell. Like when they showed it, like the little video clip of it, how it like just burst and shows like your score. But I think that's a good thing to also like combine with the like raid discovery mode. And then, like you said, the matchmaking, I really feel like they're making a good way of like getting community, because not everyone wants to go on like online and like meet people that way. And this is like a cool way to just kind of play with someone and become friends. And like you said, Wes, all the time, this community is amazing. There's amazing people in this community. So that's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Are you going to do anything like that, Wes?
It actually kind of makes me want to. Because, like, before, I was like, what the fuck? This thing just keeps going off. It's annoying. It needs to shut up. But now that there's some kind of reward system built into it, kind of makes me more interested in trying it.
Yeah, I mean, I literally did it one time just to get the trophy, and then I was like, all right, I ain't doing this no more.
Hey, Jamar. Go ahead. Say Shepherd's Pie for me, please.
Well, you said it first, so now I can just say it. Shepherd's Pie? No, I'm joking. Shepherd's Pie.
Shepherd's Pie. Oh.
You know what? I was actually talking or discussing Sherbert ice cream, or which isn't really ice cream, but I was discussing that earlier, so maybe that was still in my brain. That's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. How do you feel about the Shepherd system, Mason?
I think, you know, the small stuff that they can add to the game, the better. I mean, it just gives people something to do, definitely getting up to that max level 99. You know, I think I'll do it a lot more. I tried doing, like, you know, responding to calls, but it's like every time that I responded to a call, the person wasn't there, or they left immediately, or, you know, and for me, it was just like, okay, well, then what's the point? Like, what's the purpose of me doing this? If I'm trying to help that I want to help, and you're not even going to be around for me to help. So, you know, I mean, as long as people like are actually like all for it, I mean, it's a good system. It's definitely something that you could tell like they're trying to get the community more engaged rather than being so against each other. Yeah, I mean, I look forward to it. I think it'll be interesting. It'll be it'll definitely fun to rack up that rank.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a try at least and see. But I guess that just goes to like our normal trend of conversation is just don't be a bitch, you know? If you need help, actually stick around. Like, don't call for help and then go take a shit. That's not cool. Well, another thing that came from this that me personally, I'm really excited for. I was really, really excited for last week. I think I expressed that for the apparel event. But they just gave us a name, and it's called Heat Wave, which makes me think there's going to be a lot of tank tops and shorts in this one. So I guess we'll see, or it may have something to do with fire and flames.
You know it's going to be just a bunch of sunglasses.
Hopefully some sick sunglasses. That's all I care about. But no, like it... It does. It makes me excited because I worked really hard to get the gunner specialization outfit, and I threw it on, and I was not as impressed as I thought I was going to be with it because it looked cool on like when they show like a screenshot of it, but actually equipping it was not really that exciting. So cool, new stuff, apparel event, yay!
Yeah, man, I'm all for that apparel event.
Got to get that apparel, man. I probably should have just saved that one to the end because the other thing that they mentioned was some changes with the base of operations. And this, again, just is like the theme of like this these changes is to try and bring the community together and make it easier for people to find like someone to play with and have like these cool stories. So like the base operations, a lot of like the crafting tables and all that stuff was already out there, but they're moving it all together. So you can see like other people in your like session, so you can run into random people, check out their gear and do whatnot. And it that kind of gives me a vibe of like the original Division, except for like we don't have to wait in line, which is really nice. But that I think that's a cool move to try and get, you know, people playing with each other.
Yeah, no, I totally agree to it too. And yeah, and I can see like I said before, you know, bringing the community together, and it's already a strong community as it is. I mean, you could definitely tell that through the raid carries and the other people, you know, making their guides and making their videos and just trying to help out as much as they can. I mean, I haven't seen such a strong community in like a very long time. And it's all really because they just want the game to, you know, succeed, because there's only so few like loot shooters that actually do succeed.
Yeah, especially like these times, like it could easily have, this Division 2 could have easily have been I forgot the name of the game. Oh, Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Could have easily been Anthem, and it they haven't really fucked up too much, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's cool.
Speaking of like them not fucking up too much, did you guys see it's the number one selling game this year so far?
Ah, that's nice. That really brings sweet music to my ears.
I thought I read something about the Ubisoft earning reports that they had quite a sell for a fiscal year.
Great.
That's exciting. And I mean, this is, again, like an earlier release, like earlier year release. And honestly, it just shows like you can release a game in like the spring and do really well. I'm kind of excited that the spring is now like the time to drop like cool games.
Well, yeah, I mean... That. April last year was God of War, so there's so many good games coming out in springtime.
Yes. And, oh wait, no, actually I lost my thought. I was going to bring up something else. I'm going to just do a hard segue into something else I was going to mention is they're doing all these reworks here to like the base operations. They're adding new systems and stuff to get people playing with each other. I keep saying that, it still sounds weird, but it would be awesome if they just announced like, I don't know, crossplay. How cool would that be? Like, to be able to finally play with, I don't know, you? That'd be cool, Mason. You know? Like, bring PlayStation, Xbox, and, you know, PC all together. Maybe not for, like, PvP content, but, like, PvE, that would be awesome. I'd love to try to run raids, you know?
I definitely think actually that is kind of the way every developer is kind of going to, because if you look at Bungie right now, they're doing their cross saves, you know, saving on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, wherever you are. But I think like maybe give it like 2 years, 3 years at most, we'll have crossplay between all the platforms. Cause that, I mean, with that, you just can't go wrong with that, because it's going to do nothing but add to positivity. And yeah, you know, there might be some people being like, well, he's playing on PC while I'm playing on Xbox and it's just not fair. It's like, well, you know, suck it up. You're playing with your friends.
Yeah, I mean, this game, I wouldn't, again, like, I could probably not even have a PvP aspect to The Division, just because it's so fun just to, like, play with our, like, I mean, obviously play with you, Wes, and, like, Jason and stuff. Like, we get on and then we play in the clan. Like, it's just fun to play with other people. So it doesn't even necessarily need to be PvP, which I think that's why this would be, like, crossplay would be really, really awesome. Because, yeah, the cross save is cool. And I guess if I really, really wanted to, I'd buy it again. But, like, I definitely would love to just be able to play with other people and not have these barriers. Tear it on the walls. That's my platform. I think that was really it from, like, the state of the game, at least to, in my opinion. There were some other things that they mentioned as far as, like, things that they're ongoing and or ongoing bugs that they're working on and things and ideas that they're, you know, working with. But I don't know, like, either of you guys, like, Wes, did you have anything that brought interest to you? I feel like I did a good job of pulling everything out of there.
No, I feel like you definitely brought all the best stuff.
Yeah, man. What about you, Mason? Was there anything else in that caught your eye?
I mean, I know I like it when they do, like, reassure the community, like, yeah, we're looking at the loot issue. Yeah, we're looking at the PvP issue. Yeah, we're focusing our attentions on this. I really like that, because that just gives me a sense of, like, okay, you know, I know what you guys are saying. You guys have been saying for, like, the past weeks. You reiterate. You are, you know, everyone's listening, you know. So, I mean, everything you covered is pretty much what they covered from State of the Game, and couldn't ask for anything more. I think really it's like getting the hype up for episode 1 and TU5.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get the, you know, point 1 update, I'm sure, this Wednesday after the launch for VIPs. But I think it's true. Like, give us a little bit more information. This, you know, new system coming out was like completely off the left field, but also just getting us pumped, which they did a really good job for. I'm excited for Heatwave. So, I guess let's just segue over to this way here, because we're talking about getting excited for Title Update 5 and Episode 1, and you're really excited for it still, even though you got just a small, small sample size and got to get your hands on with it. So I'm assuming that means it's really good. Am I wrong to assume that?
No, like, so TU5 and Episode 1, or TU5 in general, I mean, it's definitely, it's not a game changer, except to how skills are going to be viable now. And it's going to be a definite way to diversify all the builds in the game right now. Because, I mean, because if you guys remember, they added a already made character to the game who is purely skill build. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I seen I watched your video, like, of when you first start running. You're talking about the, like, demo character that they gave you.
Yeah, it was a demo character. You know, the character was stacked with like 20% explosive damage with all of the gear pieces or whatever. You know, you had the cluster mine, the seeker mines, and just from that little snidbit with that character, I mean, there's just going to be so much more that you can do, like the skill haste. I mean, it was so phenomenal. It was interesting. Like, oh my God, like this is actually going to work. Like, a lot of people are going to start using skill builds like they did in Division 1. A lot of people are going to be, you know, creating like their hybrid builds of, you know, weapon damage and skills, or defense and skills, or just back and forth. I mean, using using the skills now are actually going to be like so much, they're going to be so much fun. I dread going into the Dark Zone. I dread doing PvP because, like they said in the state of the game, like 2 weeks ago, you know, skill builds are coming and they're going to hurt like real bad. It's going to be painful.
Yeah, I could foresee that being, especially like, it's already been a little ridiculous, but in senses of, I don't know, just more annoyance. But now, yeah, like being able to get dropped pretty quickly from someone's like gun sword, that's not going to be fun.
I'm bringing my balls back.
Oh yeah, I mean I kind of wish that they didn't add that demo character, because I would really like to see what type of gear combinations I could have had. Because when you load up the PTS with that demo character, you didn't have anything except for maybe a few pieces of gear and what that character already had on their body. So that didn't really leave a lot of like testing. It was more like, this is what you can expect. And I was like, okay, like this is good, but I would really, and a lot of people who are on PC who have the PTS would have really liked to use their own characters just to get a feel for it. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you don't have, or if you haven't been farming like gear sets with like skill power and skill haste or whatever it is that you want to use for like your secret mind builds or for your healing builds or for whatever it is you want to use, like I would definitely recommend getting started on that like right away, because I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be a game changer to the build variety.
Yeah, I mean, predominantly Wes, I know you like to bring it up a lot, but your skill power was at what? Like just recently, I know mine, I think, was like 120.
Yeah, it's so high. Let me do count real quick. Zero.
So yeah, we have a lot of work on our hands, but I'm actually excited though. I'm not excited, but well, I am. I'm excited that like a lot of people didn't get the hands on. Like I know you wanted to like see what your character and like your builds would look like. But I'm kind of happy on the other side that we'll all be figuring this out like together, like as mm-hmm. a community. And that's like really cool, because I also think that's going to help with like user content. So you can, you know, make videos of like new builds, ideas and stuff like that. So I really kind of appreciate the approach. But I'm also a little fearful because, yeah, I don't have a lot of stuff in skill. So we'll see what's up. We'll
and I think that might be like most of the community, because I mean, if you think about it, the game, the raid itself is just like straight DPS, you know, straight weapon damage, straight LMG damage, whatever, what have you. And then, but now that could possibly change, especially with what they're doing with the skills and everything like that. And yeah, it's a catch 22 when I say like, you know, I wish they didn't have it, because I'm actually for you with it, Jamar, that I'm glad that they didn't add our own characters, because that would have, I don't know, that could have gone in a very negative way. So being able to use like an already made character is good. Like the wanting to use your own character would be great, but I can understand what it is that they were trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it helps you because you don't have to spend time like during the PTS trying to get different gear. Yeah. To like make a build, you can just use what's presented, and then actually, I guess at the end of the day, it's to test this, you know,
yeah.
everything. So that makes sense.
And really, that's what it is. It's all about testing. I mean, you know, and like they mention that a lot during State of the Games, like, you know, it's for testing purposes only. A lot of this stuff isn't going to come in from what's in the PTS into the live patch, which is mostly true sometimes. And then, you know, so I mean, you got to take it with a grain of salt, but I'm not like one of those guys who's like, oh man, you know, you didn't add my character. I have to play this already made character. I'm never playing again type of thing. So, you know,
I did see people like kind of like talking shit about it, which I thought like, man, you guys are already privileged enough to be in the PTS. Like I'd play with any character on the PlayStation, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you mentioned like a lot of things are like subject to change, which again, a lot of stuff they probably will continue to keep tweaking with like the skills and whatnot. Did you like find, I guess it's like a tricky question just because you were, of course, only using their character, but did you seem to favor like any skills over the other, or was it just kind of fun messing with all of it?
It was fun messing with all of it. I was especially more interested in the skill cooldown, the timing for it, how fast you could get your skills back, which was like phenomenal because maybe you had like a 5 second delay in getting your secret minds back. You had the like a 10 second getting your hives back or something like that. But I mean, it just made it like, it felt like the way a division agent needs to be because you have all this like high advanced gear to use, all these skills to use, and you're not, and now at this point in time with TO5, you're not waiting 120 seconds for something to come back. It's going to come back instantly as long as you have the skill haste, you know.
It is kind of weird though, like we play missions and I don't use my skills at least once. It's the only, unless I get like downed or something like that. That's nice.
Yeah, definitely. I will say, like, that demo character didn't come out until a couple days after the PTS. So we still had our own characters. It was just one of those, like, you know, from left field type of things, like, oh, your character's not here anymore, we've added this one for you to use. I think that's what got a lot of people.
Okay. I guess that would be kind of jarring to, like, start it with your own character and then be like, oh, no. But I guess, wasn't it something as like they thought that they like deleted the characters from the PTS build, or some people were getting deleted characters, so they like, that's why they initially brought that out. I remember them talking about that like in one of the state of the games, but I could be making it all up.
So I guess if I remember correctly from the state of the game, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, he was talking about that if they added every single character from the live servers over to the PTS, it would just have been such a huge, like,
clusterfuck.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Huge clusterfuck regarding, like, what this person is using compared to what this person is using when they're trying to get raw data, when they're trying to get data, you know what I mean? And so the reason why they did what they did, you know, they're not happy about it, but they needed to understand, like, what they were trying to accomplish and how it was going to be, like, the best way to get that data, you know?
Yeah, and that makes sense.
And again, like I said before, it's like a catch-22. Okay, I would have rather you'd like to use my own character, but if anyone with half a brain understands, okay, I see what you're going here. This is all about data. It's not about how fun it is. It's not about the gameplay. It's not about anything else. It's all about data. And that's what they need, is data to make sure that, you know, when the patch goes live on Tuesday, it comes out somewhat perfect.
Yeah, I guess you do. When you're playing in the PTS, you have a greater responsibility than just having fun and rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where a lot of people get misconstrued. It's like, okay, yeah, you have the new content available to you, but that doesn't mean you need to gloat about it, because what you should be doing is testing it as if you were, like, you know, a quality assurance tester. Not just a regular game, you know, not just like a regular gamer, you know. And if you're going to go in there expecting it to be like what it is going to be in the live server, then you're not helping the situation. What you really need to be doing is, like, okay, purposely find the bugs that are going to break the game so that, you know, your Xbox community and your PS4 community don't have this issue. And yeah, so I mean, that's my two cents. That's my opinion on it.
No, I mean, that's fair. I mean, that a lot of the stuff with, like, you getting is just like the raw data from, like, playing with the skills. But there was something else that you got to do that was, you know, I was a bit jealous of, is you got to mess around a little bit with, like, the new missions, and I do believe you did the expeditions as well, right?
I am actually a little upset about that. Yeah. So I'm not upset about the missions. No, the missions are pure story gold. They were so much fun. What I don't like was that they were part of the story, that they were part of, you know, something big that I really feel it should have been at least under an NDA for people not to start posting all over social media. Because, I mean, yeah, I posted, I think it was, what, the first expedition of Kenley College? But that was just to try out, that was to try out, you know, the skill build, to show people what the skill build was, what to look forward to. I wasn't trying to be like, oh, well, I got to play the first expedition. Here's what it is. Have at it. I hope you enjoy, you know, all the spoilers that are going on. But I purposefully did not record White Oak. I purposefully did not record the zoo. Because when I found out that those were like pure story missions, no, that should have not, one, that shouldn't have been added. And two, if it was going to be added, you should have had a sign, an NDA saying, don't record these missions, but you guys can do whatever else you want to do later on in the PTS.
Yeah, but, like, let you capture it and then you can just share it later, like when it drops, you know? Yeah. Because I will admit, like, I didn't see, like, really too much anything. The one thing I was still kind of like curious about, and I don't know if this is the same with like US, but I think I understand what the expeditions are, but I really don't. So is it, without like, you know, spoiling or anything, you don't have to tell like story stuff, but like how does it work? Is it just like a larger like classified mission, or is it like legit puzzles, like, and other puzzles, like, you know, Uncharted level, or like how is it?
So think of it this way. You know, you're thinking of, okay, you know all the echoes around Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about it this way. Think of the echoes on a much broader scale. You run up to an echo, and each of those echoes has an investigation. That is essentially what the expedition is. Those echoes actually serve a purpose now within that expedition. So with Kenley College, because it, you know, it's the it's that huge college, the echoes that are there have their own little investigation pieces. So you're running around, you're trying to find, you know, open doors, protect certain areas, some puzzles, clues, all this jazz. You know, you're exploring Kenley College as a whole, but you're doing all these investigations to find out what happened at Kenley College, what happened to the faculty and to the students there, what happened for the outcast to go there, that type of thing.
I gotcha.
So it's like a lot of detective work, and a lot of people are going to think of it as like just fluff or something that should have been added when the game launched immediately. But I mean, it's fresh new content, and it is a lot of fun, and you have stuff to work forward towards. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How were the drops? Like, I guess this is kind of weird because it's like on the PTS, but was it like a reward at the end, or did you get things like, did you notice drops throughout the whole thing? And there was enemies inside, right? There's like NPCs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's the NPCs I fired. They were the outcasts. The drops, they were standard loot drops. You do get caches after you complete the expedition. You do get collectibles after you complete the expedition. They did have the Diamondback, I think it was called, the exotics rifle.
Oh yeah.
They did have that after you complete the expeditions. I didn't complete all the expeditions because I didn't have enough time to, and then two, I kind of wanted to leave a little room, you know, for myself to be like, to see if it was actually worth it. You do get some rewards and stuff. I mean, it is a lot of fun, and a lot of it is, it's story based. It adds to the story very well for any, like, just, you know, to help you understand what was going on during that time.
That's cool. So, I mean, it overall, it does sound like a large version of like the classified missions that we've been getting, which we'll get two of those as well. There's so much content. Well, let's talk about like the zoo. I know I'm putting you on the spot because I want to try and get like information out of it, but I don't want to like spoil it. So yeah. Like, do you have like a non-spoily version of like your experience with the zoo? And like, did you overall like enjoy it? Was it
the zoo
leaving you wanting more? Or?
The zoo, I thought the zoo was huge. Okay. The National Zoo was absolutely huge. Like the map of it was phenomenal. The amount of detail that went into it was incredible because it was just, you know, it felt like you were at the zoo. I mean, there were still animals kind of roaming around. There was, you know, you had birds flying around. You could hear the ambient noises from like the loudspeakers of the zoo itself. But again, it was a story mission. So it does serve a purpose for, you know, and you already know who you're going after, but I'm not going to spoil,
right, just
like,
to refresh anyone.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil, like, you know, what happened, what you found, all that type of stuff. But overall, like, the way they mapped out the zoo was just, it was very well done. So I really enjoyed it.
That's exciting. It's exciting. It's good to know that you're going to still see some animals. Does that do anything for you, Wes?
Yeah, I'm over here like, I can't wait to fucking shoot all these new animals.
Well, that is a good question, Wes. Like, can you shoot the animals? Or did you not try because you are a good guy?
No, I didn't try. I didn't try shooting animals. I was more focused on what was happening in front of me rather than around me.
Mason, I killed a bald eagle in the game once.
Oh, God.
Shame, Steve, shame Irma, on you,
Irma
was
here, man. so you had, like, a pretty good experience with the zoo, it sounds like. How about, like, Camp White Oak? Because to me, this sounds like, yeah, we're going after someone. Everyone knows, right? They said it in the State of Games. It's not really a huge spoiler, but you're going after the president that you helped save.
Yep.
And it's a presidential compound. So, like, my imagination is just kind of running wild. And when I hear compound, I think of, like, you know, the snowy mission in 007, Go Nye, that kind of, like, base sort of thing. Is it just, like, a building or what was it, and like, was it cool? That's all I want to know.
It was cool. I mean with both missions are technically on the outskirts of Washington DC, right? So you're taking your helo to said mission, helo drops you off, and then you start right there. So with like Camp White Oak, you start off, if I remember correctly, you start off like in a river, you know, in the forest, because okay. Technically, Camp White Oak is on the outskirts, closer to Maryland rather than in DC itself. So you're going to be surrounded by a wooded area. But they definitely added, you know, some new things to the Black Tusk Armory that I wasn't very fond of.
Oh, no.
And had to figure out how to go around. Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you what it was because I want you to find out for yourself. But, like, the story in general, it was a good story. I'm glad they did what they did with it. And because it just leaves everything open to build on top of. But yeah, so it was good. I enjoyed it. It's definitely a change of scenery. Definitely gives you that feel. It's like the wooded area kind of reminded me of Ghost Recon Breakpoint a little bit. Yeah. But other than that, it was very good. It was very fun. And I really hope, like I said in the very beginning, like I really hope those two missions are part of the weekly invasion, because I don't see them not to be.
Yeah, they haven't given any detail at all, which it'd be cool to just throw them in. Like, I'm excited to run them. Like, that would be cool if it's invaded, mainly because I'm tired of running like the other ones over and over and over again. So like to have like a new experience and a new mission to run until you hate it. Yeah. It sounds fun.
Definitely. And the, you know, with those two missions, they each had the new high-end weapons coming into the game, the Carbine 7 and the new LMG. Those were a lot of fun to play with. The Carbine shoots almost, if not better, than the P4 right now. And then the LMG has got a stacked magazine of 200 rounds. And that's not including, you know, the attachment holster or the gunner special or the gunner specialization. So it's gonna be those two new high. Those two new high ends are actually pretty sweet. They're pretty good. I really think they're at outclass what it what we have now.
That's good because I've been using my same P4. I think it's like 497 or 498, and I've literally not gotten a drop that was better than the roll that I had on that one. So that'd be exciting to have like a new assault rifle and LMG. And then you mentioned earlier the Diamondback rifle. Did you got to use that, right?
No, I never acquired it. And then again, I don't even know if anyone did.
If it was available.
Yeah, if it was available. I kind of, because I didn't see any videos of people posting, and usually I get notified when someone like uploads a very serious video or very high video of it. But the BTSU gloves, those Black Tusk skill gloves were there. I used those for a little bit, but the descriptions for the second talent wasn't even available. So I'm not even sure if that talent was active during that time because I didn't even know if it was proccing or not. But I go through it with my Kenley College video that I did that you probably get it from the boss in Camp White Oak because of what was said in the quote. You know how they have like the little descriptions of each of the exotics.
Yeah,
and it tells you like the name of who said it. But it's something to look forward to. It's definitely gonna be part of like your skill loadout if you choose to use it. But they were pretty cool looking too. I really liked them.
Yeah, I'm always down for like exotic gear and shit like that. Even if I don't use it, I just like to try and collect it. So that's fun. That's really fun. So we covered the expeditions. You mentioned we talked about the skills and then the two missions. Did you get a chance to mess with the classified and like where were they located?
No, the classifieds weren't there. Classified assignments weren't there. The original two were.
They're still on.
Yeah, they were still on that PTS. I didn't see any new classified assignments, and I was actually kind of looking for them, but I really think that's for like, you know, they have to activate a type of thing.
Well, I guess that makes sense because like you could be on the PTS and not necessarily be like the year one pass holder VIPs. So I guess that makes sense.
And with this PTS, I mean, they did things a little differently. I mean, if you remember, like they had certain days where they let everything come out, so you weren't completely rushing to finish it and completely rushing to do all the content. It was like 2 days of Camp White Oak, 2 days of the zoo, and then 2 days or however long with Kenley College, and then some quality of life updates.
Well, that was actually what I was going to just mention there. How about those quality of life updates? Was there anything that like stood out? I know we like on the past few episodes, we haven't really like discussed a lot of like patch notes just because I feel like it kind of gets a little mundane and it's easier just look at a list and see what's there. But was there anything that like stuck out to you? I was like, oh, I'm kind of happy they did this.
Well, I mean, now finally the blueprints that you acquire with like your main character will transfer over to your second character or however many characters you have. And it's a by choice situation. So if you go to the crafting vendor, you'll have the choice of buying the availability to transfer or have your blueprints across all of your characters. Or, I mean, if you really like the grind and you really like to just have something to do, you don't have to. You can, you know, keep them off to the side or, you know, have your main character with all the blueprints and then work on your other character to get all the blueprints. I mean, it's up to you. But everything is going to be shared across accounts now to make it easier for the people that don't want to do that grind anymore.
Man, I'm feeling that because I actually had this my secondary character that I'm at like level 4 with. And I was like, I'll start playing some more. And God, it sucks to go back. So that'd be nice to just get like most of the grind out. Cause if I could like craft stuff, granted, like lower level, that's fine. But that would actually be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I can see the advantages to that. I can't think of anything else in TE5 in episode 1 that I wanted to like pick your brain about. Was there anything Was there anything, Wes, that you had, or are you just like, let's just fucking get it, man?
Just, seriously, let's just fucking get it. Like, I want to go to the zoo.
Well, speaking of that, like, do we know when it's actually releasing? Because, you know, they normally do, like, their maintenance update or whatnot. Are we getting this, like, in the afternoon, or are we getting this, like, early Tuesday? See anything?
I think we'll find out tomorrow, because it does come out Tuesday. But it's a matter of what time, and if they're going to do maintenance during the time that they usually do, then you could probably expect it around, like, what is it, 2 in the morning, which I think is like 4 in the morning for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see until tomorrow, because you know they're going to tweet about it. You know they're going to post the info about the release time and when maintenance will be down. So we have Tuesday to look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, you're off work too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm off on Tuesday, so
you'll be on it all day. I'll be on it at like 10 p.m.
No, I mean, I'm off Tuesdays, but so is my wife, so I'll be on most of the day. Well, guys, do you have anything else you want to say, or any lasting words before we just wrap this thing up and just kind of sleep for the next like 48 hours until?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, so I want to go back to shooting animals here. The massive knew that I was onto something, because at one point I was rewarded with specialist ammo when I shot animals. So I have to put that out there.
I still think that that's a bug, because I'm pretty sure I shot like a deer by mistake, and I got another little bar on my specialization gauge. So I'm pretty sure that's still going on. And they're like, it's a bug, quotes.
Right. I'm just interested in the bugs that are going to come out in, you know, this update on Tuesday. Like, I feel like my gun's going to start shooting out of my ass. Something's going to break.
No, I forgot to bring this up, but this was actually, I felt like it was kind of interesting, and you guys can let me know. But for the research level 5 thing, I forgot the word. But anyways, you have to do like 100 kills on a mounted turret in the open world. So I had Jason like log in, and he's like just doing shit around the house. So he logged in and jumped on a mounted turret, and I was able to just run around free roam while he was just off doing whatever he was doing. He just left his PlayStation running. So I was just shooting people, and every kill that I got counted against that, or counted towards that. So I pretty much got 100 like kills like pretty easily. But the reason why I bring this up is because at one point I did shoot a deer, and it counted as a kill for me as well. So they're totally leaning into this, and I stand by it. They would not add the animation if they didn't want us to shoot animals. Until massive changes, that's my stance. It's that so weird.
That is a good argument there.
It's so weird. Like, why is... They had to do, like, sound recording or something for a whimpering dog who got shot. So, like, well, I want to know the sick bastard who...
think about it. They're probably infected. So, like, I'm probably just saving the world again. Like, on top of already, you know, saving shit.
That's true. That's how the zombie starts, is... The dogs get the green poison, and, you know, green poison rabies create zombies. There we go. I just wrote a story for him. Perfect. Well, I guess on green poison zombie rabies dogs, we should probably end this episode. Go ahead. Like, go ahead. Every time we have you on, I want like you to like pimp your stuff. I feel like you deserve a lot more like views and attention on your channel. And if I can send our very minor audience over to you, that would be amazing. So go ahead, Mason, like share like what you do and where you can be found.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, you can find me YouTube, Phoenix Gaming. It is how it PHXGAMING, constantly making up, videos for the Division 2. You can find me on Twitter at Phoenix Gaming LLC. You can find me on PS4, Phoenix Gaming, or the Phoenix Gaming on Xbox, the Phoenix Gaming. I mean, I'm around there, and you can always find my little symbol, my little icon with the eye and like the little Phoenix head in the center of it. So yeah, man.
Awesome. Well, I mean, typically I'm just going to do a quick rundown. We have youtube.com/mediajunkies. And then you have us on Twitter and Instagram at mediajunkiesvids. And that's vids with an S. And then, of course, twitch.tv/mediajunkievids. But the real thing I want to pimp out here, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it, Mason, but we recorded our first episode of Fanboy Fight Club, another Media Junkie podcast. And it's something that's near and dear to our heart because it's originally how we started doing this crazy content stuff. Mm-hmm. So Fanboy Fight Club is basically a podcast that we're going to do every bi-weekly. So if you listen to it in the feed, just go ahead and search for Fanboy Fight Club. If you see one with a blue logo, it's because iTunes or an Apple will not get rid of our original podcast. So look for the one with the cool fuzzy background. But of course, it'll be by Media Junkies. But it's actually, you know what? I'm talking to us. Wes, tell them what Fanboy Fight Club is.
Fanboy Fight Club is a fun podcast that bi-weekly launches on Tuesdays. We actually have a Fanboy Fight Club classic episode coming out Tuesday this week, which goes back to 2016, so it'll be fun. But it's a bi-weekly podcast where a bunch of good dudes get together, and we notice that we all have opinions on something and we're all assholes, so we also get in there and just argue about our opinion and why our opinion's right. It's pretty cool because at the end of our main event, we'll have a topic, we're arguing the topic, and people will actually win. And last episode, I lost. Spoiler alert. Sucks. I'm still fucking mad about it. Fucking Wild Thornberries. Are you kidding me, Jason? Come on.
Technically, you didn't lose because no one actually won. It was like a tie. So, you know, we'll call it that. But yeah, if you could like support that project, that's something that we really have fun doing. And we're doing it like every other week, just again, so we can have like the classics dropped out. But for that, that's actually something that I wanted to mention. I'm going to put a link in there and we'll always have the link posted as well. And we'll try tweeting it out. But we want you guys to join like our Discord. I know everyone has like 1,000 Discord servers on there. I have like 10 that I'm in. So one more won't hurt. But if you can, we just want to get like your feedback. And when we do have like a tie, you guys could be like the tiebreaker or tell us that we're wrong and stuff like that. We just really want like the engagement on there. So that is all I have. So you know what time it is, guys. Everyone hates it, but everyone loves it. It is our patent pending hashtag. Actually, at this point, it's not even pending. We just fully got it patented. I just got the paperwork in the mail. You can't tell if I'm lying or not. So with that being said, let's end the show like it has always been ended and always will be. Hashtag let's go rogue.